From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with all of the A-side of a classic jazz fusion album from 1975 from Scandinavia, as we turn to the Nordic Jazz Quintet and their album Nord Jazz, released on the Storyville label, a label based in Stockholm, Sweden, originally released in 1975, reissued in 2017. The Nordic Jazz Quintet consisted of Knut Risnais, flute and tenor sax, Jukka Tolonen, guitar, Ole Kock Hansen, piano, Kjell Jansson, bass, and Petter Östlund on drums. This is the title cut from the album Nord Jazz.
Thank you. Thank you.
the Nordic Jazz Quintet. Definitely one of the lesser-known fusion bands to emerge from Europe in the mid-70s, featuring Jukka Tolonen on guitar, along with Ole Kock Hansen, piano, Knut Risnes, reeds, Kjell Jansson, bass, and drummer Peter Östlund, respectively. We heard the title cut from their 1975 album Nord Jazz. The sessions actually recorded in the fall of 1974, reissued on CD in 2017. We'll turn to another release that has been reissued on the revived Storyville label, but in a completely different vein as we turn to some free improvisation. And a quartet fronted by American sax man Charles Tyler, featured on alto and baritone sax for these performances, with Earl Cross on trumpet, Kevin Ross on bass, and Steve Reed on drums. The album Definite, Volume 1, recorded live in concert at the jazz club Fasching in Stockholm on August 20th and 21st of 1981. This is the opening track of the release, Cadiz of the West.
Thank you.
Going back to 1972 for the Theo Lovendi Consort, a Dutch ensemble fronted by Theo Lovendi on alto sax, with Hans Dulfer tenor sax, Leo van Oostrum baritone sax, Leo Kuipers piano, Willem van Manen trumpet, Arjen Gorter bass, and Martin van den Hoven on drums. From an LP on the BASF label, released in 1972, the album Chess, and a rather obscure track title here, Lap Sang Sukhang, from the Theo Lovendi Consort. The Charles Tyler Quartet before that, recorded live in Sweden in the fall of 1981. Cadiz of the West, the opening track from the album Definite, Volume 1, another reissue from 2017 on the revived Storyville label. You are listening to Jazz Progressions, presenting a wide variety of modern jazz, everything from free improvisation through jazz rock fusion, all for your listening pleasure, and all from Quality Radio Productions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about Jazz Progressions, including detailed program playlists, as well as streaming audio of this and previous editions of the show, by visiting our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for Jazz Progressions program number 1804. We'll begin our concluding segment with a trio from Portugal, the Chegas Curado Viegas Wind Trio, with Paulo Chegas on sopranino clarinet, flute, and oboe, Paulo Curado, flute, alto, and soprano sax, and on soprano and bass clarinet, rounding out the trio, João Pedro Viegas. We'll turn to their 2012 release, Old School, New School, No School, released on the Creative Sources label, and yet another rather obscure track title here, Stucked by Muffled Reeds Flattersung.
Thank you.
That's a duo from Canada, bassist Travis Baker and bassoonist Sarah Schoenbeck, the bassoon certainly not often thought of as a jazz instrument. From their 2002 CD on the Spool label, Yeska One, we heard Rocky Clucks. The Chegas Curado Viegas Wind Trio from Portugal before that, and a track from the album Old School, New School, No School. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.